6:11 here on this Friday morning on KCIM. I just love to say that.
I do too.
And Chantel's got our news update.
I love to say Friday afternoon. See you later.
I'm out of here for the weekend.
That's right. Well, as Mallard View continues to work toward a merger with the Family Resource Center and a closing date estimated at December 31st of this year, the Carroll County supervisors remain in contact with Administrator Sherry Kitt. Chair Neil Bach says there are three issues they're working through at this juncture.
They're looking for places to store some files. Mallard View has to store files for 5 years, and after that they can be shredded. And so they're asking if we had space for that.
Supervisors expressed concerns about this issue as they have been storing files at the Mallard View site as well. Everyone, according to Auditor Courtney Earlbeck, is running short on storage space. The second item to be addressed is in regard to the ownership and use of furniture in resident rooms.
The bed frames and nightstands belong to the county, and there are several residents that are unable to purchase these items, but the supervisors are willing to help residents out and allow them to take those items.
None of the supervisors expressed any concerns about allowing the residents to take the bed frames and nightstands with them as they are relocated. The final point of discussion is to line up a time for some of the supervisors to visit Mallard View and possibly review inventory, determine ownership, and begin developing plans for the disposition of those items. Earlbeck is planning to run a 5-year purchase history to see what the county has purchased for the home to aid with the inventory of items other than fixtures that can be liquidated. Bach added the supervisors also need to stay on top of discussing the options available for the county with their ownership of the building.
We need to have a discussion. Before you know it, it'll be December 31st. They're going to be gone. The building's going to be empty. And then we're going to say, wow, what do we got here?
Mark Beardmore said he was open to discussion, but his knee-jerk reaction was to sell it and look at selling the farm as well. Bach countered by saying he had no problem with the idea of selling the building, but he would want to retain the farmland. The topic was tabled for future discussion, and the board agreed they would attempt to set up a tour of Mallard View in September. Results from the Department of Criminal Investigations Crime Lab on evidence seized in 2 June incidents has resulted in requests from the Jefferson Police Department for arrest warrants. The first suspected narcotics were seized during a traffic stop in the 300 block of North Wilson Avenue on June 3rd. A warrant for 37-year-old Mark Edward Dugan of Des Moines on a charge of possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine second offense has been requested in that case. The second warrant stems from an incident in the 300 block of North Chestnut Street on June 4th. A couple was involved in a verbal dispute, and 28-year-old Brittany K. Smith of Jefferson was taken into custody at that time and charged with disorderly conduct, a simple misdemeanor. During a personal search, officers located suspected narcotics and narcotic-related items. The tests that came back were positive, and the department has requested a warrant for Smith's arrest on charges of possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine, a serious misdemeanor, and possession of drug paraphernalia, a simple misdemeanor. Authorities have released the name of a man who died after his vehicle was swept away from running water Wednesday morning. The Chickasaw County Sheriff's Department says the victim was 77-year-old Albert Gott of Sumner. Authorities found Gott's vehicle near Lawler late Wednesday morning. They found his body between Lawler and Protovin Wednesday afternoon. Gott called authorities at about 4:30 a.m. Wednesday morning to report he was stranded on the roof of his pickup. And the Iowa Utilities Board has unanimously denied a request from landowners for a permanent stay to stop Dakota Access from building the Bakken Oil Pipeline until a court decides if the company can use eminent domain to get access to their land. The 3-member board heard roughly 45 minutes of testimony from each side and asked questions before going into a closed meeting to deliberate. After returning to open session, IUB Chair Jerry Hoosier of Altoona read a statement that said the board was required to consider 4 factors: the likelihood of the group's success in their appeal, the degree the group may suffer irreparable harm, the degree to which the other side might be harmed, and the public interest.
The board has deliberated on the 4 factors, and we have concluded that the balancing test does not support the issuance of a stay. The petitioners have very little likelihood of success on the merits of their appeal.
Hoosier said the board did not find there would be irreparable harm to the landowners.
The possibility of harm to the petitioners if a stay is denied is offset by the possibility of harm to Dakota Access and to the others if the stay is granted. And the public interest supports a denial of the stay in order to obtain the benefits the board found in its March 10th order granting permit.
The representative from Dakota Access had argued the landowners should have filed the request earlier. Hoosier's final report supported that idea.
We recognize that the petitioners may be in a difficult timing situation here, but any apparent emergency that may exist was created by the petitioners' own actions and their own decisions.
The board did vote to continue a temporary stay on construction in place until the 9 a.m. deadline Monday to give the landowners a chance to file an appeal in district court. Board member Nick Wagner of Marion voted against keeping the temporary stay in place, while Huser and Libby Jacobs of West Des Moines voted in favor. The landowners had sought the emergency IUB hearing after a Polk County District Court judge ruled they had to go through the administrative process first before he could take up the issue. And that's been a look at your news first thing this Friday morning. I'm Chantel Grove reporting.
I have a feeling that right up until oil flows in that pipeline, there are going to be lawsuits. And even well after that,
I'm
sure.
I think so, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think they'll start piling up afterwards, too, as soon as something happens or
the slightest thing goes wrong.
Or as you were saying, next year when the crops are, over those areas are diminished and things like that. So
then the lawsuits will really start to pile up over all that. So, yeah. All right. Thanks, Chantel, for that news update. We will take a look at the weather forecast. Really not too bad at all. That chance for rain really might be holding off until the overnight hours. We'll tell you more about that coming up in minutes. You're listening to 1380 KCIM. It's Friday morning. Good morning.